This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This morning, I want to thank everyone for joining us, and it is the support of all of you who sustain us on air and keep Joy on air, out loud and proud. Now remember, tune in, stay safe, obey the COVID rules. They've just been relaxed, and that's great for getting out and about, but remember, the rules support our continued enjoyment of life. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne and in fact around the world on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and available, on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, the longest running current affairs show on Joy. We bring you the most progressive interviews, opinion, current news and question show. We do welcome your feedback from our listeners. And remember, this is progressive, independent current affairs from a queer perspective. It's radio made by us, for us. I'm Macca. My co-host this morning is Paul. Tass has got a dose of gastro. We call it Tastro. He's got Tastro. Dylan is on panel. Thank you, Dylan. Fiona is having the day off. Ben is doing social media for us. Gordon's going to be doing our podcasting. And again, thanks to our loyal members and listeners and all the folk who volunteer and keep Joy on air, out loud and proud. It's an honour to be on air. Paul, let's get on with it. How was your week?
Oh, fantastic, Macca. I was talking earlier on this morning about the fact I couldn't get up to Queensland for my holiday for this week. I've had a week off to celebrate a couple of birthdays. And my partner and I went out to the Victorian countryside, and it is stunning. I have to say, we went to the gold fields. We had a tour around sort of pretty much this side of central Victoria and discovered lots of beautiful small places that just has made me fall right back in love with the countryside. And I'm a bit of a beach boy. I grew up on the beach and love being by the sea. But boy, was I so excited to get inland and see what was going on. So a beautiful, beautiful place. And thank you to everyone who was in the places we visited. The hospitality was stunning. The food was amazing. And I say, blown away by the gorgeous scenery. And just happy not to be in Melbourne, Macca. I know I shouldn't say that, but it was great to get out and about.
You know, it's nice to get out and about. And, it's really important, that what you did is you're supporting rural and regional Victoria.
And we made a point of spending money every single place we stopped, and even some places where we literally got out of the car just to go to a newsagent and, buy a drink, buy an ice cream, just to give some money over. We pretty much spent every single place we went to just to try and pump some money into the local economies there.
Great.
How about you? What have you been up to?
Oh, this week I've been sniffing around a few things.
The old journalist has come back out in you.
Yes, and in a couple of places, a name has been mentioned as the person who may have committed the rapes and sexual assaults in Parliament.
You're talking about the latest revelations that...
No, I'm not talking about the minister that's been accused. And I'm not going to say names because, I don't know for actual absolute fact. But it's really interesting because one of the things that came up this week was the Chief Commissioner of the Australian Federal Police wrote to Scott Morrison pointing out the importance of reporting crimes and how sometimes delay can lead to the removal of evidence, re-offending, people thinking they've gotten away with something, etc. And, you know, Scott Morrison then sent this on to all MPs in the Parliament and senators. But I make a little comment here. I also heard Dr. Katie Allen, the member for Higgins, in a speech in Parliament, talking about, you know, how we've got to fix the culture and everything. I make a comment here to every single parliamentarian, particularly if you're an ex-police officer, if you're a doctor, if you're a lawyer, you actually understand the legal requirement to report a crime, particularly one of sexual abuse. You don't need to be told it. You don't need to be told it. The Prime Minister doesn't need to tell you that. The head of the Australian Federal Police doesn't need to tell you, right? Stop with the bread and circuses shit, right? Stop trying to distract every single member of Parliament that's trying to distract from this. You have an obligation, either because of your professional qualifications and knowledge or the fact that you've got two brain cells to rub together, that you had and have an obligation to report serious sexual assault. And obviously, particularly with minors, but you have obligations. Now, some of those MPs who say, oh, well, I'm a lawyer and professional privilege, unless the person who is speaking to you about that matter is your client, professional privilege doesn't apply. So don't try and muddy the waters. And those MPs who are doctors, also, you know the law. Those who are policemen, they know the law.
Mac, it's not just a legal requirement in most areas. I mean, there's a moral obligation about someone has had a criminal offence against them. They need something about it. I work this in is, a corporate world.
This isn't about stealing some pencils or a dodgy grant, right? This is about the most serious form of sexual assault there is. Doesn't get more serious.
In a corporate environment, we are obligated to report all such incidences and make sure there is a process followed to handle these matters in the most sensitive way, but also to make sure the right people know about it. I am flabbergasted that, one, any member of Parliament needs to be told how serious a situation this is, but also anyone's common sense would say, if an offence has been committed, you have to go through a process to try and make sure the perpetrators are actually brought to trial.
Now, we're going to go to a break shortly. We're going to be speaking with Matthew Guy. We're just going to get him on the phone. Mm-hmm. But I think the interesting thing about this is the Minister for Home Affairs, Peter Dutton, an ex-Queensland policeman. Now, he has oversight for the Australian Federal Police. He knows how important it is that these matters are reported. I'm still puzzled by two things. One, why is he told by the Australian Federal Police when a matter that could be, could be difficult, is coming up on the horizon, which could reflect badly on the Parliament or the government? Why does he get told? And why did he decide, in his own judgment, not to tell the Prime Minister? Didn't have to identify the person. All he had to say was, hey. And then the next day, of course, he gets his Chief of Staff to tell the Prime Minister's Chief of Staff.
Isn't it funny, Mo Macca, that the Prime Minister...
I smell something and it ain't roses.
The Prime Minister is also just not being told lots of things by people around him.
Plausible deniability.
I think give them
Or incompetence is another word to describe.
Give them all bracelets that say WWJD. What would Jen do?
Yes.
Yeah. And they can all think about their empathy.
Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.